CPR.
This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Congress is preparing new housing restrictions that could have significant effect in Colorado. CPR's Andrew Kenney reports.
The new federal stimulus package does two big things for renters. It extends a moratorium on evictions through January, and it dedicates $25 billion to help pay people's rent bills. Colorado could get about $383 million of that money for renters, according to estimates from the National Low Income Housing Coalition. That's huge compared to earlier state efforts. Here's Zach Newman, an attorney with the Colorado-based COVID-19 Eviction Defense Project.
It's going to go really far. You know, Colorado's share is approaching $400 million. Obviously, that's 7 to 8 times more than what Colorado was able to pass. That is the power of federal legislation.
But he wants to see the eviction ban extended far past February to make sure the aid reaches people before evictions resume. I'm Andrew Kenney, CPR News.
Colorado plans to crack down on Front Range ozone pollution. CPR's Sam Brash reports the rules are meant to meet federal standards.
Decades ago, Denver earned a reputation for a layer of smog that would often appear above the city. The haze was referred to as the brown cloud. The pollution peaked in the 1980s, but ozone remains a big problem. Big enough, federal authorities downgraded the city's air quality status last year. To respond, state regulators passed a new set of rules for oil and gas drilling, but stopped short of more aggressive proposals from environmental groups, like tougher limits on vehicle emissions. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Coming up, the CEO says FireEye was the first to discover a massive cyber attack on federal agencies. Then winning back the trust of Native Americans who've had bad experiences with health research and care as COVID vaccines are available. Those stories are next. Also coming up, pressure is growing on the Polis administration to prioritize health equity. The pandemic has exposed stark disparities, with communities of color getting hit disproportionately hard.
I think that work is more critical than ever. You know, we can't just go back to normal and expect that everything's going to be okay, because it wasn't.
CPR health reporter John Daly explores the push from community leaders to address underlying health inequities. That's in 10 minutes, here on All Things Considered on CPR News.